This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Paris, January 1914. Well, here I am in Café La Rotonde in Montparnasse, the centre of the artistic world. Picasso, Modigliani, Braque, and their poet friends all come here. There's such a vibrant mood here. And it's been quite a month for concerts in Paris. At last, we could hear Parsifal at the opera. No need to go all the way to Bayreuth to hear it anymore. Parisians are overjoyed now the performance restriction has been lifted. Wagner's music is sublime, and the staging and lighting combine to form a kind of total art experience that the composer wanted. A reviewer said it was more like an oratorio than a stage work. As usual, Paris orchestra programs have been dominated by their very own French composers. Plenty of Saint-Saëns, especially his organ symphony. And the 175th performance of Berlioz's La Damnation de Faust. I caught the Saint-Saëns performed by the orchestra of the Concert L'Amoureux, but really, I preferred Chabrier's lively overture to Gwendolyn on the same program. It was refreshing to hear something completely new and different on the 14th of January at the Salle Erard in the centre of town. The music didn't match the 18th century architecture, but who cares? The program was all world premieres. Maurice Delage's Quatre Poèmes en Douze. And Ravel's gorgeous Trois Poèmes de Mallarmé. They're written for different small groups of instruments, which are all the fashion at the moment. And that wonderful pianist, Ricardo Viñez, the Spaniard with the instantly recognizable moustache, premiered Eric Satie's Chapitre Tourné en Tous Sens. Chapters turned every which way. You can always rely on Satie to come up with a funny title. There are apparently texts printed within the piano music, though they're not supposed to be read out. Very odd indeed. I'm quite a regular at the Salle Erard. I made another visit to see one of today's great pianists, Ferruccio Busoni, perform Chopin, Liszt, Beethoven, and his own transcription of the Bach Chaconne. What an extraordinary sound. Every one of the Chopin preludes had such an individual character. I didn't catch him doing Saint-Saëns' Fifth Concerto at the Conservatoire, though friends tell me it was fabulous. Sadly, the Ballet Russe had been in Monte Carlo at the start of this year. So instead, we Russian music enthusiasts had to make do with the orchestral festival at Salgavo. It was a Russian-style chilly night, just off the Champs-Élysées, and a mixed bag of old and new pieces. Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, Balakirov's picturesque tone poem, Tamar, and a rather dull symphony in G minor by someone called Kalinnikov. Oh, and everyone's looking forward to Diaghilev's company coming back to Paris later this year. Rimsky-Korsakov's Golden Cockerel, Borodin's Prince Igor, Stravinsky's new Nightingale. What a feast that will be. Oh, on that topic, Monsieur, would you pass me the menu, please?